Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. This is Jackson Hogan asking the question, why on earth am I doing this? Why, I do it for you, my dear listeners, so that you might find refuge in the miasma of misinformation that is the internet, an oasis where experience, knowledge, and some measure of sanity prevail. Once upon a time, the mavens of ski media cared deeply about the sport. Men like Ski Hall of Fame members John Fry and Doug Pfeiffer, and many others of their ilk, who relished their role as guardians of the truth. Skiing magazine editor Al Greenberg actually chaired an ASTM subcommittee, for heaven's sake, an act of sacrifice I can't imagine any of today's web-based scribes even considering. Another telling vignette reveals how far we have fallen. John Fry not only edited Ski in his heyday, he founded Snow Country magazine, where I was lucky enough to be his tutee, and edited Skiing History. He cemented his reputation as skiing's foremost historian with his comprehensive, scrupulously researched history of the sport, The Story of Modern Skiing. Point being, John Fry knew what he was writing about. Flash forward to the first week of December 2021, when Ski published what would turn out to be one of its last print editions. In it was a supposedly informative article about the history of ski boot design. It was wrong in almost every important detail, a fact brought to the attention of the editor by both Seth Meja, editor of Skiing History, and myself, who had a front row seat to the seminal epoch described in the article. Modestly chastened, the editor agreed it might be best to consult with an actual ski historian before wandering, unaided, into terra incognita again. To demonstrate the publication's contrition, the folks at Ski republished the faux fact-filled article in their online swill bucket, so those who didn't get to see how history shouldn't be written in print would have a chance to relive the experience digitally. And Ski is one of the better online titles. There is dreck out there that is unconscionably incompetent, all the while declaiming the objectivity and reliability of its quote-unquote research. In case you missed it, please check out The Bottom of the Barrel, which is a revelation I penned earlier this year, in which I present the most patently idiotic compendium of bad advice ever found in one place. You'll find this article, of course, in the Revelations on the RealSkiers.com website. Bear in mind, when the AI bots scan this piece of pure fantasy, I'm referring to this boot review, they will not detect a note of irony. They will not know that every sentence was either a lie or an outright stupidity. It will just be more grist for the mill, another data point to consume and fold into the homogenized whole. This is the future of ski journalism. Given this sorry state of affairs, I could easily rationalize that fighting the good fight against such long odds is quixotic at best, fatally delusional at worst. I was exposed to the idea of entropy at an impressionable age, so I'm prepared to accept that the universe is heading towards chaos no matter how I struggle against the tide. Why don't I just get out of the way of the inevitable and focus my energies on promoting the International Bocce Federation, my vividly imagined sports league that I hope to sell to the Saudis someday? I can't do it. I just can't consign all who have supported me over the years to the twaddle spun by bots who don't care and their owners who care even less. You need me now more than ever, for as dark as the picture seems now, it's about to get darker. It's not just ski journalism that is on the brink of extinction. It's the fabric of the sport itself. Which brings me to the first subhead of today's revelation. Want to buy a major ski brand? If you have a few hundred million sitting idly in CDs and have always wanted to own a ski company or two, a huge chunk of the worldwide fraternity of ski brands is either already in play, recently acquired, or moving in that direction. The Amer Group of ski brands has already announced its plans for a public offering, which would impact who ends up owning Atomic, Salomon, Armada, and Volant. Elevate Outdoors has been trying to peddle its huge portfolio of ski properties, which includes Vocal, K2, Line, Del Bello, and Marker, for 2 years, without landing a suitor. Another impending announcement could put three more legacy brands on the block. All these shifting sands under foundational brands isn't the best of news for skiers. New will cease to be synonymous with better. In other words, people are trying to make their products more cheaply if they can. To gussy up their bottom lines, hopeful sellers will institute draconian cuts that don't just cut into the R&D and marketing budgets, but also trim the people who sustained these brands' popularity over the last 30 years. I don't doubt for a minute that skis and boots that are ready for product introduction this year will materialize more or less on schedule. But what happens after that is anybody's guess, as new owners scramble to recoup their massive investment. The next subhead is called Friendly Fire, and you'll soon find out why. The turmoil in the ski trade isn't limited to the supplier side of the business. The retail community finds itself increasingly under direct assault by the very brands they promoted into importance as brands try to expand their direct-to-consumer channel. As suppliers try to capitalize on the greater margins B2C commerce promises, they inevitably encroach on their erstwhile quote-unquote partners' domain. The friendly fire specialty ski retailers feel coming from some of their one-time allies isn't the only problem they face. Maintaining a highly trained and motivated staff has never been easy. Now the ever-shrinking employment pool makes it nearly impossible. In mountain communities, the superabundance of snow coupled with intractable two-hour traffic clogs means even well-intentioned staff can't get to work at peak hours. Also contributing to the overall malaise in the ski business community is the staggering ineptitude of the sport's national trade organization. This is a topic worthy of your attention, dear readers and listeners, but it's best left for another occasion when we can give it our full attention. And I conclude with these little thoughts from your metaphysical hedonist. As any self-aware metaphysician would tell you, I knew as I penned this piece's first paragraph that I was subverting the truth. The main reason that I do what I do is not to serve my clamoring, otherwise defenseless public, but because I need to. I do my job because it tethers me to reality and gives my mind something to chew on. I've trained all my life to do this job. It seems a shame to stop now. One of the central tenets of my life up to this point has been, those with the capacity for joy have the obligation to share it. The same is true for those who possess a unique history that can help inform the life of others. That's why I do it. I have a metaphysical side that wants to explain things as they are, coupled with a hedonistic impulse to enjoy this beautiful madness, the rare and obscenely precious jewel that is life. And now allow me to provide a coda to this week's revelation just for my dear listeners' edification. The year after I graduated from Yale with a degree in philosophy, the following class awarded, to two very deserving recipients, I might add, the John E. G. Hogan Award for Achievement in Hedonism. I kid you not. I mention this episode as the field of metaphysical hedonism is small and easily overlooked, but its central tenets are easy enough to grasp. To improve retention, I've reduced them to three caveats. Try, as much as possible, to be good. Nurture whatever gifts you have been given. And if you're lucky enough to have a good life, enjoy it while you can, for it is fleeting. This has been Jackson Hogan, for Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. Thanks for listening. And one more note, if you have found this revelation to be the sort of thing that the world needs more of, please consider making a donation to realskiers.com. I realize many of my dear listeners are already subscribers, for which I am eternally grateful. But I'm sure I could attain an even higher level of gratitude if you were to send a few more tokens of your esteem my way. You'll find a tip jar repository on the homepage of realskiers.com.